You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Whole routine got knocked out the frame this morning. McDonald's right up the street. Pulled in like I normally do. I get my coffee and I get my Egg McMuffin with no Canadian bacon. I bring my own turkey sausage, cook it in the microwave, and then put them together. Mm-hmm. Pulled up. They're doing some system upgrades. They said, oh, we're not open. Not open until 7. I said, what? I must have my coffee. The man is so nice. He always is so kind to me. He said, here you go, girl. Gave me a cup of coffee. I said, you just saved my morning. You don't know what you have done. Because I might have come in here like a dragon.
Well, that's a normal Monday through Friday for you. But I hope that everything can be all right for you this morning.
I just said everything is all right for me this morning.
Yeah. We'll see how long that lasts.
Girl, what's going on?
Yeah. Went to the Dollar General in Grandview yesterday. Shouts out to Kat. She's the new manager over there. I was getting me some Equal because I ran out. And a couple of little small items. I had my mask on and everything. This hat all the way down. The lady was like, excuse me, but are you Shea Moore? I was like,
Yeah. It's an eye.
She was like, I'm sorry, I'm not stalking. I said, no, I don't think you stalking me. She's like, you people don't recognize you. I said, not usually with a mask on, but you know. I'm glad to meet you. I'll be back through here on the regular.
And let's be clear, we are thankful for everybody who come up and say something to us.
But it's usually a shock for me, Brian, because I don't expect it. So it's like I'm just out.
Still, you ain't expected it?
No. I've been doing this 21 years, and I do not. It's like working anywhere to me. It's a job. You got to clock in and out.
It's more than that. You know that. Come on now. It's more than that. Did you get some free Equal?
No. I had to pay.
Oh, okay. She didn't hook you up or nothing. She really didn't like you, huh?
Period.
She just started as a manager. Why would she want to be thieving like day one? That just doesn't make any sense.
Maybe I.
So, thank you to Miss Cat up in Grandview for showing some love. I'll be back through there. I'll be sneaking to get my Wise Puffy Cheese Doodles. They like one of the only ones.
What?
Wise Puffy Cheese Doodles. It's actually puffed, but as a little kid, we used to call them puffy.
See, that's where your snacksiness be coming in at.
I sneak right in there. I think that might have been why I was like, when she said
that's what you get.
Because I sneak in there, and I know I'm on my Weight Watchers points this week.
Oh, boy. We'll keep track of that.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621. Look for highs in the mid-teens today. Cloudy and cold, as usual. Cloudy at 10 right now in North KC. Shade, what's popping?
I don't need a thorough answer on this. This is literally a yes or no question and answer. Have you ever flip through the pages of Hustler magazine?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that is.
You've never heard of Hustler magazine?
Is that about stock tips or something? Or
have you ever? No.
I
it's
know
naked
I,
pictures.
Oh really? Oh, I had no.
You've
clue.
Never heard of Larry Flint? It was a whole movie about him. You lying? Why are you lying?
I plead the fifth.
Well, he died on yesterday. He was 78 years old. He had been paralyzed from the waist down after someone tried to kill him in 1986.
Oh, boy.
You know, he went against the government touting his First Amendment rights because they was trying to shut his magazine down because they showed more than the other, you know, like...
Buck naked.
Playboy, like... They show stuff, but it ain't the same. Like, Hustler was like, blah, ow, how you like me now?
You can see they public hair.
You know.
Bucket naked.
And, you know, Playboy was more over the shoulder.
Bucket
you know, that
naked.
Kind of thing.
Well, he's the Hugh Hefner on high now.
So, according to the Jasmine brand, songwriter and pianist Andre Sims has filed a lawsuit against one of my favorite artists, her. Mm. So, apparently what happened was there is some sort of kerfuffle over the use of an inspiration from one of his songs.
Here's a sample.
You can hear it in the bag. You can.
Is that is Shay? Is that focus?
Oh, Brian.
Can you focus on
it?
Uh-oh.
Is.
Uh-oh. Well, you know the producer, he went on Instagram Live and just totally spilled the beans. Did you know that?
He said yes, that he did take inspiration from it.
Fam.
That was special. So I'm on Instagram. I'm scrolling, and then it's a guy that I follow, crazy piano player. He did this, it's like a little warm-up he had, and he did, and I'm like, man, this is crazy. And it's kind of similar to like the focus melody.
Oh, similar. That is the focus melody. They finna get that. Shay, you know, they got tools now, and Travis from Strange Music, he explained this to me. That they have tools now to where it just takes a little millisecond of whatever instrumental or whatever that you grab from, whatever song, and they have this computer system where you put that in there, it can find...
It's a sample check.
Exactly. So you can't get away with stuff now like how you used to. This ain't no MC Hammer, you can't touch this, Rick James.
But as a producer, situation. It makes me feel like, shoot, she didn't know. She just was in there, you know, singing what he told her to sing.
But that's why you have entertainment lawyers. That's why you have people do the due diligence to look over that type of stuff.
Longtime friends and former TV BFFs Tisha Campbell and Tashina Arnold have snagged a television show. It's going to be called tentatively Tisha and Tashina Have Issues.
Oh,
why Tisha name first? You see me trying to start confusing.
You are. You started... trying to start trouble.
Why didn't Tashina and Tisha have issues?
They've been best friends for what, 40 years now? You ain't no breaking them up. You can say what you want to say.
So they're going to be doing this show from their respective homes, and it's supposed to be intimate and candid conversations with celebrities. Are you here for that?
Nah, but I can see it doing well. It ain't for me. I can see you watching it, though. Like, let's say they had Martin on there. You wouldn't watch that?
I would need to know about it.
What network is it on, or is it streaming or something?
It doesn't say yet.
Okay.
They're still, they've just got this deal together. I don't see where there's a network or anything.
No.
They say they're going to executive produce it. Of course, they worked on some things together, and people like their energy, even from the Soul Train Awards, which aired recently.
Well, congratulations to BDB. Who would have thought? 816-576-7103.
You know how they tricked us into acting like Tashina Arnold was ugly on that show? Martin.
She bad.
She was not ugly.
We all knew she was bad. We all knew that. We could see that. Yeah, buddy.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I just want to know what Shay know about Hustler Magazine.
I don't.
Who know you did, Shay?
Right, she up here talking about they up here showing a little more in Hustler as opposed to they do the Playboy.
Excuse me, but I'm a journalist. I did my research.
Yeah, all right, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we know you do
what
your research.
What would I want to look at Hustler for? I mean, they got the same thing I got.
I mean.
And mine is bigger.
Wowzers.
Yeah, hell of a lot.
Hold up, you don't have no understanding of it, sir. You ain't never experienced none of this. Okay, I can guarantee you that. I don't even know who this is, but I know you ain't experienced the wonderland that is yet Shay.
P6.
He trying to get some of that Lotus Flower
Bomb.
He ain't never had.
And I got Lotus Flower Bomb on today, Brian the Perfume.
Boy.
I ain't lying. I got it all.
Oh, boy.
You ain't never got an admission ticket into this playground.
Oh, boy.
I'm gone. Have a good one, dog.
Bye.
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at you.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the morning grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student, mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the morning grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 651. What up, Max Sauce? Highs in the mid-teens today, cloudy and cold. Right now, you are cloudy and 10 in Grandview.
Soulful Tour, pulling into Charlie D's today.
One of our favorites.
I tried to go to the one on Swope Parkway last week. I keep telling on myself, I'm on this Weight Watchers thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just going to get like one or two pieces of fish.
Mm-hmm.
That's not so bad as long as you don't get the fries and stuff. But the whole thing was boarded up over there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So the one on 600 East 99th is the one that we're going to have the Soul Food Tour stop at today. 11 until 1 o'clock. $5 special, carry out only, fish sandwich and fries.
Charlie D's, please.
Ooh, they fish good.
It is.
Shouts out to the City of Independence. If you have electric service with them, you're going to see a $192 credit on your account.
Ooh.
Beginning February 11th.
Okay.
They say they got a little surplus of money, and they're going to give it back to folks who are struggling during the pandemic to make their bills.
Gotta love that. That's some good news, because I know, Shay... I know I do. I take certain things for granted, and that's one of them. And it's a lot of people who aren't able to make those ends meet. So I love that.
Last night, Mayor Quentin Lucas gave his State of the City address at Winnetonka High School in Northland. Some of the things he talked about: the budget shortfall. He's got to find $80 million to cut. He says that it will not cut services for police and fire, however.
So what are the other options? I know, that budget is a serious thing, Shay. And $80 million, cutting $80 million from anything is difficult.
Well, if anyone can do it, I believe that Mayor Quentin Lucas and his staff will be able to find it. He said it's going to be like surgical cuts. So they're going to be going line by line to find where they can save this money.
Just don't take away from the salt and the potholes. All right. Whatever the budget that you have for them, keep that up, because we need that.
Actually, it needs to be increased.
Yeah. It does. Take away from that Shay Moore clothing budget, and we can fit that in there.
I ain't bought no clothes and I don't know how long. I don't even have nowhere to go. I just was talking about this yesterday. I did a live and I was like, I haven't even been grooming. Like, I always kept my lashes going. I ain't had lashes on in months. I always keep my nails done. I haven't had nails on, and I haven't even had my hair done. I'm going to get my hair done today.
Uh-oh.
What you got on my hair?
Nothing. $5, Buster. That's what I got.
It no matter who you are, everybody is a star.
With every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let us march on to victory. Is
Saish Green, see how she freaked it at the end.
Mm-hmm.
the Lift Every Voice Challenge, she was watching Braxton Family Values in a 10-hour marathon, sounding like Tamar just a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
It sounded good, though.
That's vibrato.
Yeah.
If you want to be in the Lift Every Voice Challenge, just send me a short video clip of you singing, and you could hear yourself on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. Just send it to my socials, either Facebook or Instagram.
Short equals 20 seconds or less, by the way.
That's right. Black History Month question of the day for you. See if you got your mind right, Brian. Who was the only black woman to serve as a U.S. Senator? A. Shirley Chisholm. B. Carol Moseley Braun. C. Eleanor Holmes Norton.
C.
No.
Is it Shirley Chisholm?
No. Okay.
I knew it wasn't her. I knew that was a trick question.
It was Carol Moseley Braun. Shirley was in the House of Representatives.
Right.
Then she ran for president.
So my streak ends at 2.
In day 11, you only got 2 right, friend.
Hold on, fam. You act like we've been doing this every day.
We have.
Nah, we ain't. And that includes weekends.
So Americans are expected to spend less for Valentine's Day this year. $32 left.
Mm-hmm.
Less, that is, to be exact. Mm-hmm. One big reason for the decline, people are planning to stay at home instead of going out to eat at restaurants.
I need that money.
Is it the chocolates? Is it the flowers? Is it the lingerie?
I want. Give me my money.
Is it the romantic dinners that make for a good Valentine's Day?
I don't know why you asking me, because all of my Valentine's days have been disasters.
Well, let me ask y'all. What's been your best Valentine's Day and what happened?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid teens. Cloudy and cold. Right now, you're cloudy and 10 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aquarius friends. Rapper Young Miami is 27 today.
There you go. Hey.
Period. Her rap style slightly off, but I like it. Singer and reality star Aubrey O'Day is 37. Singer Khalid is 23 today.
There you go.
People keep changing.
Hey.
This is one of my favorites right here. Hey. Hey, let me just get, okay, stay.
Oh, here you go.
Woo. That right there is so sexy and beautiful to me. Singer, former member of Destiny's Child, and best friend to Bianca.
To who?
Bianca. Kelly Rowland.
Yes.
This Kelly Rowland?
Good.
Never heard this song before.
Only for you.
Why do you know this?
What you mean? Why do I know? I'm a DJ. What? Excuse me?
This is like a song people played?
Nah, not for. It's a B-side.
Oh, okay. Because I never heard this before. All I know is Dilemma and the other song.
That was Nelly's song.
She's the big 4-0. She was on it.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, Brandy is 42 today.
What'd you hit this time?
Hey.
Gonna speak your mind.
All right, who else?
Boom Cat. And Sexy Man. He's a little fluffy now in current days. But D'Angelo.
Are you sleeping with my woman?
Oh, here you go.
Why are you sleeping with my woman?
Happy birthday, everybody.
He's 47.
On February 11th.
Yo, this album was.
Oh, I know.
So the rumor mill was buzzing yesterday with the name Lauren London all over its old raggedy lips.
Be sexy.
Of course, Nipsey Hussle was her man before he passed away, and the father of one of her kids. Well, folks were saying that she was pregnant, and she woke up to the news and tweeted, quote, "Woke up to some straight BS, rumors, lies. on a woman trying her best to heal. Please stop. I'm not pregnant.
Girl, what's going on? Hmm.
Yeah.
And if she was pregnant, that's some more of her business.
Yeah, you're right. But you know how things are today, Shay. Any celebrity that people will clamor on to that has a little one coming.
I never hear nobody say anything about a man after his spouse dies if he moves on. Nobody ever questions the amount of time and, you know, nip, respect, we love him, all of that. She's never supposed to date anybody ever again?
You go, girl.
If it was up to some people, no. They think that she belongs to Nipsey and nobody else.
You act like that. When I was talking about Mr. Johnson at your mother's house.
All right. So now this is where I cut the music off. This is where we stop. All right. This is where the conversation stops. Right here, right now. You're not going to disrespect that angel over there.
How is that disrespect to her?
You're not going
to
do that.
If a gentleman finds her attractive
and
want to take her out on a date and
want to
spend money with her and want to sit at the kitchen table and drink coffee with international flavors in it.
She don't do all that. She don't do all that.
You don't know what your mother do in her free time.
I know exactly what my mama does.
You know what your mother do when you around.
I know.
You don't know what she do.
Hey, man, look. You got zero more times, all right?
I'm never going to stop with that because you need to stop. Your mother's a grown woman.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Love day almost here.
Excuse me?
I love you. I can't, Brian. So, researchers have tested out various pickup lines that they say work on women and should be used ahead of Valentine's Day if you're trying to get a shorty off Tinder. And let me have multiple men. That's not funny. It's out of context as usual. Anyway,
trying to hook up.
The top five pickup lines as rated by women. So these are ones that you could use, Brian. They've been women tested, women approved. Let's see what that throat do.
That ain't one of them.
You know what?
All right, come on. I'm ready. Hit me with them.
Do you have any raisins?
No.
Well, how about a date?
Yes, you know I'm here for it.
Okay, here's the second one. Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Stop talking back.
Here's number three. Uh-huh. I'm not really this tall. I'm sitting on my wallet.
What are you talking about, honey?
All right, here's number four. Is your name Wi-Fi? Because I think we've got a connection.
What's wrong with a woman loving multiple men?
You stretching. And number five, are you a tower? Because I fell for you.
Come on, man. Nobody used
that. They said they were. They said being funny instead of trying to come with
funny.
The, oh my God, you so sexy. It's better than...
If a dude come up to you with some flip-flops on talking about that, you are ignoring him and walking the other way.
Well, that's just because I don't connect with flip-flops. That has nothing to do with the words.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I guess folks really love that high C orange. Y'all got a change.org petition cracking.
Yes.
And force McDonald's to bring back the beverage.
Yes, sir! Woo! Everybody knows... That was the best thing smoking at McDonald's.
Was it?
Yes!
I've never had it.
Maybe it's a millennial thing, but high C orange, going to McDonald's, that was the only drink that you would ever get. Well, at least for people in my age group. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
What you trying to say? Ain't in the area with you? Like, what we was drinking? Nescafe? What was we drinking?
Y'all was drinking Tang.
Ovaltine?
Yep, that too.
Hmm.
That's why I love that it's back.
Speaking of love, talking about Valentine's Day. It's here, 2 days away. Have you gotten everything you need together?
Pay attention.
No, I'm paying attention.
You're laughing on your own.
Because.
Thinking about something.
No, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about what answer I'm going to get.
Oh, Lord. What lie you gonna tell?
What answer I'ma give?
Do you have Valentine's together?
I don't. I know I ain't got no time, but better late than never.
You just got to pay extra.
I ain't worried about that.
Can you remember a good Valentine's Day?
The only good Valentine's Day I can remember, Shay, is when I had some Power Ranger Valentine's Day cards in the fourth grade and we was handing them out. Other than that, they've all been terrible. I'll tell you a story. It was V-Day of 09. I had just graduated from college in December of 08. So I just really wasn't hip to, you know, booking reservations or going out or whatever. So the girl who I was with at the time, she didn't really put a lot of pressure on me to do anything. But the day before, I tried to book somewhere. And, of course, everywhere was packed and there was nothing you could book or any of that. So I had to run around and try to find somewhere. We ended up going to the Westport Flea Market. And there's nothing wrong with the Westport Flea Market, but it's not somewhere where you want to take your girl for Valentine's Day. They do got the best burger, one of the best burgers in the city.
Oh, y'all had burgers. Okay.
That's all I could do. Okay. Well, it was a disaster. Yeah.
One year I got a diamond tennis bracelet. That was a good one.
Oh, nice gift.
Is it the chocolates? Is it the flowers? The lingerie? The romantic dinners? What was your best Valentine's Day?
So it had to be 15 years ago, my son was born. And I was a senior in high school, and he was born on 2/14 at 2/14, and he weighed 7 pounds, 11 ounces. And everybody was like, you need to go play the lottery. And that was probably the best, like, Valentine's Day gift ever, was to have this little person who literally came into my life and changed my whole world. My absolute favorite.
It was even better than the 9 months before when you and his daddy had that special moment.
Even before then, to see what had happened was I shouldn't have been having no special moment. And he wouldn't have been here senior year. Look at you, man. Look at you, honey.
You know, I'm always thinking, girl.
Well, thank you, baby. But listen, honey, yes.
Let me do my math real quick. Let's see. Two Jesus minus. So that was May, huh?
It was. See, I went to the junior senior prom. That's it.
Ooh.
We can leave it just like that. That's
being
it.
Fast. And you was out late, wasn't you? Because ain't nothing open past midnight but legs. That's what my grandma used to tell me.
They was spread eagle. Lord,
oh, my God.
We done. Hey, have yourself a happy Valentine's Day, all right?
Most definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Girl, what's going on?
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Breaking news. Tessica Brown, a Louisiana woman known as Gorilla Glue Girl, can now run her fingers through her hair, Brian.
That's what's up.
She went through a 4-hour surgery. Literally. Did you just hit your head on the mic?
Yeah, I was looking around. My bad. That's some good news, Shay. For real. That young lady, you know, she went through a lot, and it's really something that a lot of women go through, unfortunately. Just the subconsciousness of making sure that your hair is always done at all times.
I talked about this yesterday on a live on my Facebook page about it's deeper than just Gorilla Glue, in my opinion. I watched a video of her on Entertainment Tonight talking about why she decided to use Gorilla Glue on her hair. She said she had let her son use her car. She had somewhere to go, so she didn't have time to run to the store to go pick up the got to be glue, which is something that a lot of people use to make their edges lay down or to put their wigs on.
Right.
So she had used the Gorilla Glue spray adhesive over the holidays for some different things, and she thought to herself, I'll just spray some on just to, you know, make it stay, and then when I get back home, I'll wash it out.
Right.
And so, of course, not thinking all the way through to the end, it hardened and it couldn't be removed.
You got to think to yourself, that's a very, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, that's a very extreme case. So it has to be something real deep going on.
That's what I gathered from it. I'm like, I've done dumb things before in my lifetime, and for me, dumb is dumb is dumb is dumb. You might not have done Gorilla Glue dumb, but you done something else.
Right, yeah.
That's dumb, that you didn't think Absolutely. All the way through. Mm-hmm. And you also have to think about the realness of a lot of black women feeling like their hair is not adequate as it comes out of their head naturally. For you to think to yourself, I can't go out unless my hair is laid down, that's something deeper than just trying to be pretty. That's something that's deep inside. And when you look at the video, because TMZ filmed this whole thing of the surgery, one of the things the surgeon said to her is, oh, now you can run your fingers through your hair. She was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. She said, I wish I hadn't cut my ponytail off, because they were able to save the rest of her hair. Mm-hmm. So the guys was like, oh, well, you can put weave in your hair, whatever. And she says, well, it's going to be 6 weeks.
Yeah, it ain't that,
that
simple.
That shows that it's something deeper in there. Mm-hmm. That you can't even wait 6 weeks without weaving your hair? Come on now. We got to show some compassion to people. We don't know what kind of traumas that lady got going on inside of her.
Facts. I agree. You said... I'm sorry, but I thought this young lady was like 19 or something.
She's 40.
Wow.
They say she got 5 kids.
Wow. Hey, black don't crack. Beautiful as ever.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22. Today, look for highs in the mid-teens. Cloudy and cold. Right now, you're cloudy and 9 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
It's been 9 years since the passing of The Voice. Talking about icon Whitney Houston. And I don't know if I ever told you this story. I think I told you about one part of it. It was two times as a young shorty that I was on the radio. One time I sang an In Vogue song with my friend Tamika. And then the second time I sang my favorite Whitney Houston song, You Give Good Love. My vocal cords have yet changed.
Yes, they have.
When I was younger.
Dramatically.
I could, hold up. I could hit those high notes.
No.
But yet no more. Rest in peace, Queen Whitney.
Yeah.
Some other icons have been recognized in the music industry. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have released their nominations for the 2021 class. Among those folks, Jay-Z.
Wow.
You think he'll get in on the first time?
I do. Okay. I do. The career is too long.
LL Cool J?
He should have been in.
Definitely. Mary J. Blige?
She should definitely get in on her first try.
Shaka Khan? Shaka. She should have been in there,
she
too.
She should have been in there a long time ago.
Tina Turner should have been
what?
In there.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Fela Kuti should have been in there. Some people was throwing a little shade on Dionne Warwick. She's also one of the potential honorees.
Yeah.
I really don't know a lot of Dionne's music, but I guess like the people of that generation know it, yeah. Maybe. Do yeah. they? Yeah. Have you ever heard your grandmother them talk about Dionne Warwick?
My grandma only listened to church music and country western.
Get out of town.
That's it. That's all she listened to. My grandma can't be sitting up here listening to the Stylistics and, you know. Now, Grandma Cheryl, you know. She two-step. She do all that.
I never heard my mother mention or grandmother. Nobody mentioned Dionne Warwick, so I don't know. But congratulations to every one of them for their nomination.
Jay, Mary J, and LL, they should all get in my opinion.
32 years late, but I guess it's better late than never. The Miss America pageant asked Vanessa Williams for forgiveness for snatching her Miss America win. Of course, you remember she was the first black Miss America in history. This was like the early, early 80s.
I think it was 84.
Could have been.
Girl, what's going on?
You've had her on the show before.
We did.
I don't know. I'd be like, you know what? I'm good.
Well, times have changed. You know, back then, I just think they couldn't wait to pounce on an African American woman because they did that to the lady who was on the NFL Today on CBS. She was fair skinned, black woman on covering the NFL. I forgot her name, but they tried to ruin her too, and they did.
My grandmother used to say, put it in your pipe and smoke it. That's what you could do with your apology, as far as I'm concerned, 32 years late.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's Keisha.
All right, let's see what you got.
Sitting up in my room, come and think about you.
What?
I'm a good face, I'm a mess without you.
How about you?
You was not listening to the Waiting to Excel soundtrack, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we got you entering into the drawing for your chance to get $1,000 of cold cash, and you got $30 in Kansas Lottery X Games instant tickets. All right, Keisha?
All right.
What station's live, local, and lit?
I want to break it down.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash.
Making deposit.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always winning.
Kansas City's number one.
Number one.
The hip-hop and
R&B. Hot 103 Jazz.
Making that real money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.